Alaska?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
I kind of hear you're a Dominicano.
Yeah, both my parents were born and raised in the Dominican Republic. And I was born and raised in New York City, born in Spanish Harlem, raised in Washington Heights.
And you're one of those actors that looks like me.
Yes.
And you can play Latino and non-Latino because...
Absolutely.
That's who we are.
That's who we are. And it's a wonderful place to be, you know, and it's interesting you point that out. So I was first introduced to non-traditional casting in high school. My acting teacher back then he swore that I could play Bill Starbuck from The Rainmaker. And I looked at him like he was crazy, and he was like, no, I know you can do it. Don't focus on the exterior of the character, focus on the internal aspect of the character. And it was pretty amazing, pretty good.
That's probably what makes you such a good actor.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, I appreciate that. I received a phone call from the casting director asking me to come in and meet up with Michael McDonald and John Ridley. I had worked with John in the past. In 2011, we did a pilot for HBO that unfortunately didn't got picked up. So I take it that he had me in the back of his mind for this, and he had me come in. And I met up with him and the casting director and Michael McDonald, and did a read. And from that point on,
well, while I was listening to you during the Q&A, you were talking about your character having come from so much angst. Can you tell me a little bit more? Kind of play off of that a little. So
yeah, I can tell you that when you meet Carter Nix, which is the character that I'm playing in American Crime. When you first meet Carter, you meet this young man who is very soft-spoken, sort of not... you meet a soft-spoken young man who you can kind of tell there's something heavy weighing on him. He carries it on his shoulders. And I describe him as a very complex character, very dark, and a character that is carrying on this hole, this deep void that is inside of him, that we don't realize until later that he actually has family, that he actually has a history, that he actually had a great job. And you ask yourself, okay, so if he had all of these things, why did he give up all of these things to be living and to be in the place that he is? And as the series moved forward, episode to episode, you get more informed as to why is it that this young man is in the place that he is.
Shows like that, it's just my personal view, and probably some others too, is that don't get a chance to grow sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like about that? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a very good question. because... You're given a script, you know, usually the pilot. You do the pilot. And I guess I'll take it back a little bit, you know. You're only given so much about the character. So it's the actor's job to do your own character bio. Try to give this character a past. Try to give him a life. And, you know, just try to make him as truthful as you possibly can for yourself.
I personally thought was a really good show, and unfortunately didn't get picked up. And then we had The Bridge, which did not get a third season.
Oh, yeah, great show.
Which I'm still upset.
Yes, 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 The Bridge is amazing.
So I have high hopes for American Crime, that the network to really stick behind it and let it get a chance to grow and find an audience.
Absolutely, and the great thing about American Crime is that it's an anthology series, so you'll get this version of American Crime for 11 episodes. We get picked up, we go into a second season, you get a new crime in a new city, and hopefully you'll see the same familiar faces come back to portray different characters. So unlike other series, this is tailored to not bore the viewers, to be able to have something different, to change it up. Well, right now, I also have The Sweet Blood of Jesus, which is Spike Lee's crowdfunding feature. I play the role of Lafayette Hightower in that, and that comes out February 13th.
Lafayette Hightower.
Huh? Lafayette Hightower. I know, right? I was scratching my head over that one. But I don't want to give it away, but it's a love story, and it's a story that deals with addiction and uses blood as a metaphor for addiction. But it's an amazing project. We shot it in Martha's Vineyard, and cinematically it's just an amazing piece. And what I'd love to do is that on Monday I'll be back in classes. So that's what's next for me.
That's the beauty of being an artist.
Yes, absolutely. We remain teachable, and we don't ever get to that place where, oh, I got this.
No, you always have to continue.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Oh my God, the pleasure's all mine.
And push your success.
Another Afro Latino.
Estamos por todos lados.
Por todos los lados. Yes, yes, yes.